I'm here with Yanis Sarts, who's the director of the Stratcom COE Center in Riga, and we've just been hearing about how Daesh manipulates social media, the various messages they're trying to get across. Could you just sort of summarize what we've learned today, please?
Well, I think one of the core elements of their larger strategy is actually to say that they are the state, they are fulfillers of an ancient Islamic prophecy, and that they are successful in doing that. And that's one of the core elements what attracts people to follow their cause. And of course, that is the core around which most of the narratives are circling around, and also the piece that we are recognizing most, which is violence, is actually very, very well thought through process of both branding themselves as well as making a very much talked about terrorist organization, and that in translation attracts more followers within our country. The other interesting takeaway is their operation in the online environment, how they use our networks, social networks and others, to disseminate information, and how they're effective in doing so. But we have come to some conclusions and offer advice how, by changing our counter strategy, we can be much more successful.
And is it possible even that Daesh is sort of infiltrating networks here in Latvia?
I don't think they are infiltrating the Latvian networks per se, but some of the networks originating in Latvia, like Ask FM, might be something that they would be penetrating.